Halon më vruatër kam jolë këndal Qire vuren hatar një fua Në kalës kja unuje Aqjum da yesachine esia ne ku kavas kaunu
Right, hi folks, sorry about that. I'm trying to simulcast on two different networks here, so we're just waiting to get caught up there. But I think that's it. So yeah, Graham Sutherland back after a lengthy break. 21st century Jacobite. I felt I needed to come back on in light of everything that's happening. Quite alarming, everything that's happening in the world just now. Obviously, I'm referring to the worldwide lockdown all over the world, which is, it's quite scary, really. When you look at the public and how the public's dealing with it and everything.
Graham, could you back off your mic a little bit? You seem to be overloading a bit. It's having a little distortion. Bit
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is that any better?
Yeah, that's better, yes.
Okay, sorry. No, I was quite close. We're going to speak about the coronavirus tonight and whatever it is. There's a lot of...
Actually, a little further away. A little further still might be best.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How's that?
That's pretty good.
So I'm also I'm broadcasting on this platform, but also on Liberty Light. So I'm going out in two. So I'm going to be trying to take calls on both networks as much as possible. I don't see why it shouldn't be possible. So by all means, if you look at the start pages, you'll get the numbers to phone in from. Wherever you are, different countries or whatever you are, more than welcome to phone in.
No, Graham, that's not going to work. That's not going to work because if someone calls in on Johnny's platform, I'm not going to hear him. My listeners aren't going to hear the caller. Okay, so that, I don't really see how that's going to work, you know. There's going to be silence and people won't hear what that person's saying, because I won't be picking that up.
That's right.
You can't wire it up like this. I don't know what Johnny was doing in the past, but maybe that worked a little better. But this isn't going to work at all, okay? As I can tell you right now, we're not going to hear each other's callers.
They wouldn't hear the question. They would only hear the answer.
Yeah, we're not going to hear each other's callers. Yeah. So.
Right. Yeah.
So I think, he has to just, I don't know. Whatever he did before seemed like it was working, somewhat. So something
that's
closer to that approach if he wants to send your signal out.
Yeah, that's right. I never thought of that. Johnny, the way we were doing it before in the past, I could basically take calls from either network. But if I take a call from, they're not going to, the people are not going to hear the question. They're only going to hear the answer. I would have to repeat the question. Somebody phoned in, that's the only trouble. Without, I never thought of that. I would have to repeat it.
Oh, look, Graham, we have the standard toll-free number here, all right, on our conference. You know, that's the standard number we give out for the shows. So, I mean, give that number out. Anyone can interact with you. They'll hear you on Johnny's platform. They'll hear that number mentioned. We'll just use that number, okay? There's no using any secondary numbers for some other platform. I mean, you know. Yeah.
So yeah, just, that, I mean, yeah, that would.
You know, that's 855-492-6049.
Yeah, that would fine. That would be fine. That would probably work. So yeah, you've been following us very closely since it all started up in late December, the whole thing, the whole fiasco. And I wasn't really sure what was going on for a start. Didn't really quite understand what was going on. I didn't know that I knew that Wuhan was a place where they rolled out 5G. That was the first thing that was suspicious. And then if you add to that the fact that the Ocean Princess, where that was a ship that was isolated, if you remember, quite a number of people died in it. I think 9 people died in it or something. It was also wired up with 5G. So that's that made me really. It made my ears prick up. And then we found out that the rollout in northern Italy, basically it was the north of the country, that's where they rolled out 5G, and that was another hotspot for the virus. So I was starting to think, and it was looking a bit like it wasn't actually even a virus. It was starting to look a bit like it was just the results, 5G. However, then it started popping up all over the world. There was people getting it, you know, randomly all over the world. And sometimes, you know, they hadn't been in China, or they hadn't been in Italy, or they hadn't been through, you know, the cruise ship or whatever. These were isolated people. There was one or two of them. So it's almost like, there was a vial of spores dropped in different places or something. That's what it looked like on the surface. Now, there is people dying, but it would appear that the numbers that they're giving us is grossly exaggerated, because there's a whole thing trending on Twitter right now. Hashtag film my hospital and hashtag empty hospitals. And if you go on Twitter and just have a look at these videos, there is hundreds of them. There is hundreds of them. From all over the country, not just all over the country, but even random hospitals abroad, in Italy, Ireland, places like that. And in some cases, they're actually showing the same hospital. They've been caught out lying. Now, that's the thing, you know, they've been caught out lying. They've been using the same footage meant to be in New York as was in Milan. And also the newspaper, so they were caught out lying as well. The British newspaper, The Sun, published a little clip of a body bag or a patient getting loaded into the back of an ambulance. And if you zoomed into the picture, it actually had a Californian number plate, a Californian license plate, quite clearly. And this was being sold via the media, like I say, it was a little clip, as a London incident. So they're clearly they're using recycled clips and recycled pictures of different hospitals to basically sell the same narrative. There's another one I've seen as well. It was a whole line of coffins waiting to go in the back of the morgue truck. And I seen it twice. It was meant to be in Spain. It was meant to be a Spanish town. And then the next time I seen it, it was meant to be in New York. So they're clearly trying to make this a bigger deal than it actually is. Now, if you add to that the fact that there's medical staff came forward, obviously conscientious people with a kind of sense of justice, they've come forward and said, look, listen, I've filled in death certificates for people dying of pneumonia, typhoid, whatever, and I come back in the morning and the death certificates have been changed, and it's been altered to the cause of death has been corona. So there's clearly an agenda here to exaggerate, or grossly exaggerate, the numbers. That's what they're about. And also, people that's dying, and I mean, most of these people that are dying, let's face it, are older people. They're in their 80s and their 90s and so on and so forth. So they're going to die, you know, they're going to die shortly anyway. And there's no such thing as natural causes. It's not a cause of death. And they often write down natural causes, which basically means the cold killed them, or the flu killed them, or cancer killed them. You know, because they were old. They were kind of on borrowed time anyway. So all of these people, they're chalking them down. And even people with regular flu, they're chalking them down as corona victims. So they're obviously grossly exaggerating these figures for their own agenda. I mean, that's obviously what's happening. And the numbers, I've been looking at the site worldmeters.info regularly for a couple of months and looking at the patterns. They actually don't make an awful lot of sense. For instance, we're sitting at 1,010,000 deaths at the minute. Sorry, 1,010,000 cases, sorry. And 53,000 deaths. Now, if you look at the breakdown, if you go below that and look at the breakdown, you've got 240,000 cases, 240,660 to be exact, in the USA, 35,500 new cases. And new deaths 709. Now, if you compare that to, 120. Yeah, if you compare that to Spain, they've got slightly under half the US numbers at 112,000 cases, 961 deaths today. So that's really high, 961 compared to the USA's 709. But if you look at the totals there for Spain, it's 10,348 compared to the US's 5,811. So, you know, the numbers are kind of all over the place. And then you've got China. It's a good example. It's got 81,500 cases, 35 new cases, which is really low, I must admit. 6 deaths today. And 3,318 total deaths. Now, I mean, those numbers, just statistically, it looks suspicious, to say the least. And then, you know, you scroll down past the, you know, past all the bigger numbers, and there's a whole load of small countries, like Cambodia, 110 cases, no deaths. Niger, no deaths. Trinidad and Tobago, one death. But they've all got substantial amounts of cases, but no deaths. It's very, very strange, very suspicious. The only thing I can put it down to is the way it's reported. It's the way they're actually coming back with their numbers. It's the only thing it can be. It doesn't make sense otherwise. If you were going to put all these numbers into a graph, it would be like an explosion in a spaghetti factory. There'd be lines all over the place. Another good example is comparing UK and Germany. UK's got 33,000 cases. Germany has 84,000 cases. Now, they've had 1,100 deaths. The UK's had 3,000 deaths. Today, supposedly, we've had 569 deaths compared to Germany's 176 deaths. So, it just leaves you shaking your head and wondering what the hell's going on. You know, the numbers are all over the place. Now, I know that the way the patient care is pretty consistent around the world. You know, they're adopting the same procedures, and they're all using basically the same level of technology as regards medical equipment and stuff like that. There shouldn't be this mad, erratic, you know, line graphs all over the place. But anyway, I think, you know, just taking a step back and looking at the news footage of the whole thing, that's where it all starts to unravel. Because they're saying there's been huge amounts of, pandemonium. And, one news report said it was like a war zone. You know, fights breaking out and all sorts of stuff. That was meant to be in New York. But as all these people, citizen journalists, going down to these hospitals in Brooklyn and stuff like that, and actually walking through them, walking into casualty, there's no one there. They're going into the waiting rooms. There's like one person in the waiting room, like much less than you would normally expect without a pandemic. You know, never mind a pandemic. So, and I'm not talking about one or two hospitals here. I'm talking about hundreds of hospitals. All across the world. And I know it's the same here in Scotland. I've had friends saying, you know, there's no extra traffic. In fact, it's went the other way. The hospitals are quieter than normal. It's like they've prepared a space, they've prepared a place for all these numbers, all these people coming in, and they've just not came in. It's not happened. It's like a huge damp squib. Where is everyone? And why are they saying on the news there's thousands of people standing in line, and then when anyone goes down during the day to look at the casualty departments, there's no one there. No one. I don't mean one or two people standing in a line. I mean no one. And they go into the emergency tents, and there's people done it, and they went right through the emergency tents. There's no one there. There's empty beds. No one there. Not one single person. So then they go into the car parks. Now, you'd expect the car park to be full. Oh, no. There's no cars in the car park. The car parks are empty as well. And inside the hospital, you're seeing nurses. Groups of nurses sitting watching Netflix on their mobile devices, sitting watching Netflix. So you can only come to the conclusion that it's a huge scam. It's grossly exaggerated. At the very least, it's grossly exaggerated. The emotional language they're using on the news as well. It's like, war zone, pandemonium, hysteria, and all this kind of stuff. But and everyone's going crazy, going on about ventilators and toilet roll and all this kind of stuff. And it's like nothing. There's nothing really going on. Now, I put a thing up in the group. I thought it would be interesting. I put a thing up in the group to say, you know, we've got nearly 40,000 members. I'm talking about the real worldwide truth movement. And I put up a status just saying, you know, attention all members or whatever. If you know anyone that has coronavirus, or if you know anyone that knows anyone who has coronavirus, please get in touch. You know, we'd like to know more about it. We'd like to know, you know, how they're feeling or whatever. So, only one person got back to me. And they weren't really that helpful. They weren't really that, it wasn't that dramatic, you know. Nobody was coughing up blood or it was nothing like that, you know. It was just somebody had been diagnosed with it, and a couple of weeks later they had recovered. Now that's interesting, because that's exactly what happened with our Prince Charles and Boris Johnson. you know, they were both supposedly diagnosed with it, and they only had mild symptoms, and they got better all of a sudden. Now, the thing that worries me is that while all this is going on, just yesterday they switched 56 towns and cities on 5G. They switched on their 5G networks yesterday. Now, I know that they're doing this all around the world. They're switching on this or energizing their 5G systems while everyone's in lockdown. Because they know people will just accept it. You know, when they come out of quarantine, or should I say house arrest, because quarantine implies there's something wrong with you. Quarantine implies that you are sick. If you've got to stay indoors and you're not sick, it's called house arrest. That's what it's called. And they can't actually force you to stay in your house. You're more likely to get sick sitting indoors, you know, with friends and family. You're more likely to get sick doing that than you are out underneath the sun, getting UV on your skin and breathing fresh air. That's a lot healthier for you. Now, I'm not saying we should totally flout the recommendations. You know, if there is some kind of virus going about, we should use our common sense and observe social distancing. It is just common sense, of course it is. But as regards not going out and, you know, not lying in the park and this kind of thing, or not going out for, you know, for a walk up a country lane or, you know, taking the dog for a walk or whatever, it's absolutely ludicrous. It's like an idiot test. What harm could you possibly do going out on your own and walking around the block? It doesn't make sense. It makes no sense whatsoever. It's the healthiest thing you could do. It's better for your physical health because you're getting sun in your body and vitamin D, but you're also getting exercise. It's also making you feel better. You know, it's healthier. Get some air in your lungs. Get some movement into your body. It's all good. But the propaganda we are getting pushed upon us is shameful. It's absolutely shameful. I watched a video there tonight, Manhattan, New York Center, the crisis epicenter. Completely empty. No one there. Ambulances sitting doing nothing. No one there. Car park empty. Waiting room, one person. Wards empty. Corridors empty. No one going about. Underground car park empty. It's an idiot test. It's like they're checking people's level of stupidity and their level of obedience. It's going to backfire. People are wakening up big time. So what do you think is really going on? Well, what I think they're doing here is they're trying to isolate everybody in little boxes and then roll out a 5G based digital currency, a digital based currency system. I'm absolutely convinced that's what they're doing. I heard Trump and his Vice President Pence and the other guy, I just watched them there on TV, and they were basically saying that they're going to pay the self-employed and everything to keep them on their feet, and that's great, but they were saying that, you know, they didn't really want to send checks. They wanted people to get in touch with them and fill in their online form so they could pay money straight into their account. So apparently, there's 6.6 million new signatories in the United States for welfare. That's on top of the 3.2 or 3.3 million that's already applied. Now, that's going to cost a lot of money. It's an eye-watering amount of money when you think about it. I don't know where all that money's coming from. Well, I do. They're just going to print more. Now, they've already thrown 2 trillion or whatever. They've already thrown 2 trillion at this situation. And it caused a slight stock market recovery, which was expected. Well, that was the purpose of it. That's why they did it. But throwing money like that, fiat currency money, you know, a problem, it doesn't... It's a band-aid, basically. It will not last. It will not last. It's not the... Well, the money has got no real value. It's fiat currency. It's not backed up with anything. Just keep printing more and printing more. It's not going to work. It can't work. Now, if you couple that with the fact that there's a price war on right now between Russia, Vladimir Putin, and Saudi Arabia, there's an oil price war on, and the loser's likely to be America, because it costs America between $55 and $75 a barrel to extract shale oil, and their price. I know it went up $30 today, which is the highest increase has ever been. But the only reason it's the highest increase has ever been is because it hit an all-time low of $22 a barrel or something. So, all it took was a phone call between Trump and Putin and some reassurances, and the stock market breathed a heavy sigh of relief. Now, it's interesting, speaking about Russia, it's interesting that they don't have 5G. Apart from one or two masts for military purposes, that's the only people that's got 5G in Russia. And there have been virtually no cases. Absolutely amazing. They've had virtually no, just a handful of cases. You know, that's it. A handful of cases. So it really makes you wonder. And it really makes you look at 5G and think, well, just what the hell is this? What is 5G? So, it's high frequency radio waves, obviously. Now, there's over 1,000 tests being conducted, scientific tests, over 1,000 of them. You can find them online, just Google it, it's no problem, it's easy enough. And they all say the same thing, that 5G is harmful. And basically what it does is it causes the oxygen molecules in your lungs, it causes them to spin, it agitates them. It's a certain frequency that causes that result, just like there's a certain frequency in your microwave oven that causes water molecules to agitate. The same can be said for 5G, it causes the oxygen molecules in air to rotate and vibrate. Now, the hemoglobin in the blood is busy trying to uptake oxygen out of your lungs, and it's getting confused because the oxygen is in motion. The oxygen molecules are excited. They're spinning, and the hemoglobin in your blood can't really access it, can't access it properly. Now, if you add to this the fact that it also, because of the agitation, it actually heats stuff up as well. There's a heat to it. your body doesn't like it. And so you end up with trouble with your breathing. You end up feeling headachy, dry mouth, chesty. It's not right. Just not right. It's not safe. If you need evidence that it's not safe, look around some 5G masts. See how many dead birds and bees you can see underneath it. It's not complicated. You can easily do that. And there's been a whole rash of films posted online with people that's filmed their 5G masts. And then stood underneath and, you know, there's all these little birds, some of them still alive, but clearly dying. So, 5G masts is killing birds. It's frying them. Little songbirds and everything. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And if you look into these matters, it's even more disgusting that they've never actually conducted any proper safety tests. There's been such a mad scramble to roll this out. There's been such a blind, insane mania, really, to push this out. There's been no proper safety testing done on it. It's actually frightening. That's what it is. Now, we won't know yet. Like I say, they just switched on 5G in 50-odd cities and towns yesterday in the UK, including Edinburgh and Glasgow in Scotland. And most of us already, I mean, obviously they've already got it in London, but most of the big towns, most of the big cities in London have all got it now. So it'll be interesting to see just what happens now that they've rolled this out, now that they've energised it. And, you know, to be honest, I'm scared. I really am scared. Because, I've seen what it can do to soft tissue. It's really not good. So, you know, why would they do this? Well, a mass cull is right up their street. That's what they want. That's what they've been angling for. That's what they've been looking for. A mass cull of the population. And obviously it's already started. So, I reject 5G. I'm not going to get a phone with 5G on it. I don't want it. I don't care if you can download a film in 3.5 seconds instead of it taking 20 minutes or whatever. I don't care. I think we should be educating ourselves anyway instead of entertaining ourselves, especially in light of what's going on around us. It looks like there's a mad satanic takeover bid. And the New World Order freaks are using this fake pandemic to roll out their 5G-based cashless society. That's very much how it appeals. And the whole coronavirus thing is just a smokescreen. I've no doubt people are dying from it. But I know for a fact, they're grossly exaggerating the numbers to make it appear far more scary than it is. Because they know that the best way to unite people in the world is through fear. That's how you unite people. Fear. So that's what they're doing. And all this fear-mongering rhetoric you see on the news, the Masonic news, it's quite disturbing. It really is. The language they use, the hysteria that they use, and all the images they keep showing of busy walls and everything, no one's finding these. Even in the hotspots. There's people filmed in, you know, downtown New York, Manhattan, up in Milan, Spanish cities as well. The hospitals are empty. Is there someone there trying to get in? I thought it was someone trying to get in there. There was a bit of a noise in the line. Anyway, citizen journalists, people like you and I, are just going out there with the mobile phones. They're going to the local hospitals, and they are filming, as I say, and there's nothing happening. Empty. Deserted. There's no scenes like we're seeing on the TV. It's almost like an alternate reality we're getting on the TV. It's theatre. It's pure theatre. It's not what is happening in the real world. And when they interview staff, staff are either downright rude, in other words, they're complicit. You know, they know that they know it's a big scam. Or they're confused. They're like, I don't know. We have seen one or two corona patients. But we're quiet. They've been paying off staff, for goodness sake. Paying off staff. There's ambulance crews sitting in their ambulances in casualty, watching movies on Netflix. So they're getting paid to sit there in their ambulances watching movies on Netflix. It's unbelievable. And yet on the TV we're being shown all these frantic, hysterical people, you know, running around and everything. Now, there's lies being told as well. There was another clip doing the rounds I thought was quite interesting. They were going door to door in this multi-story building down in London, and they were telling everyone that someone in the building had died. And, you know, they all had to be really careful and had to observe the quarantines and all this stuff because someone in the building had already died. And this woman went out and said, that person is not dead. He's not dead. I seen him going away. The police took him away today for some reason. He was in perfect health. I spoke to him. He was fine. He wasn't ill. He's not dead. But he's disappeared. Now, the guys with the hazmat suits on and the masks and everything, they couldn't. They were just saying, oh, calm down, calm down. You know, don't get excited and all this kind of stuff. Well, they didn't have an answer, that's why. They couldn't answer the question. You know, why are you saying this guy's dead? And they were like, oh, we're just doing what we're told. You know, we've been told to say this, we're just doing what we're told. And they're like, well, you're spreading fear and alarm and telling lies, the guy's not dead. So yeah, so there's all this stuff going on. Fake deaths. Fudging death certificates to take it away from, you know, typhoid or diphtheria or pleurisy or whatever, or cancer, and put it down as corona. Because the bigger numbers they can produce and publish, you know, the better it carries their deception agenda. Now, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. You know, you're seeing like yellow and black writing all over the internet, shut down, massive deaths expected, and, you know, extended shutdown, and, you know, fear and alarm and all this stuff. It's all emotional stuff to sell it, to sell this, you know, fear and hysteria. It's not happening. It's fake. It's grossly exaggerated. And we're all sitting like idiots indoors, under house arrest. Which is probably what the worst thing you can do, is just sit indoors. If you go outdoors and go for a walk up the hills or something, and you're not in contact with anyone, or if you do come in contact with anyone, you know, you keep a good couple of meters away from them, or whatever, if you meet someone. You know, but hopefully you're going to go somewhere where you're unlikely to meet anyone anyway for your exercise. What possible harm could that do to anyone? It's the best thing you could possibly do for your health. It would also take your mind off the monotony and the boredom of just sitting, you know, looking at the television. Because all you're getting on there is, you know, scene after scene after scene of people dressed in hazmat suits, panicking with their, you know, with their face masks on and the little testing kits and everything, and everybody, you know, running around in a state of alarm and everything. It's hysterical nonsense. It's theatre. It's most definitely theatre. If it wasn't theatre, they wouldn't need to be using the same footage of several hospitals and pretending it's all the same hospital. They wouldn't need to be deceiving us the way they're doing. They wouldn't need to be, you know, carelessly taking pictures of bodies going into the back of ambulances and this kind of stuff, and not even being doing it in such a rush. They never even checked to make sure the license plate was kind of valid for that country, you know. Trying to use Californian footage to sell London lies, and trying to use Milan footage to sell New York lies, and vice versa. That's what they're doing. Now, why would you do that? Why would they do that? Because they don't care about the truth. This is not about the truth. This is about deception. The whole thing is grossly exaggerated. Grossly exaggerated. And they have no right whatsoever to force people to stay in house arrest. Especially people, I mean, think about it. Think about people, not in the cities, but in rural communities, telling them to stay indoors. When they step outside and they're in the woods, they step outside and they're in the country, what possible harm could they do by just going for a walk down a country lane or up through the forest? What possible harm could that do? It would do them more good than harm. Nah, this is a... Clearly, this is an idiot test. It's to see how far they can push people, to see how gullible people are, and to see how much corporate mainstream bullshit people will accept before they actually say, right, no. You know, this is going too far. But there's a section of society, we call them sheep, there's a section of society, and I would say it's probably the majority of people, would actually, if a government came along or if the police came along and told them to get into the back of cattle trucks because they were being taken to camps for their safety, they would just trot in the back of, you know, just go. Because they trust the government. They would just walk into the cattle trucks and get taken away. Oh, well, you know, we were told to do this, we were told to do that. What the hell has happened to people? What's happened to people? Where is a warrior spirit? What happened to all these people that were on the streets in the late 60s and the 70s demonstrating about the Vietnam War? What happened to that? Tens of thousands of people, songs written about it and everything. You know, about the futility of war and the hopeless slaughter in Vietnam and all this kind of stuff. Thousands and thousands of people on the streets, rioting, protesting, and what's happened to that? What we've got now is a nation of couch potatoes. We just sit down and accept the spoon-fed bullshit from the government. Unbelievable. You know how things have changed. So it makes you wonder if humanity's changed or if we've been somehow chemically dumbed down. It would appear that people have been chemically dumbed down. They don't seem to men seem to have been feminized as well. Very few men seem to have the balls to stand up and say, no, enough's enough. I will not comply. I will not remain under house arrest because of this stupid government. Men don't seem to have the balls now. And that's not an accident. That's part of the agenda as well. It's part of the published 2021 agenda to feminize men. And they've been using all sorts of different methods. We've covered this before in some of my shows, using, soy and stuff like that to feminize men. But culturally as well, you see it in films and, popular culture. They're trying to sell this LGBT bullshit. Well, stop people breeding, you see. That's the whole thing. If you feminize men, you're likely to stop them having families. And that's perfect for them. They like perversion. So they get, it's a win for them that way. But also, you're not going to have a family. So, and they are obsessive eugenicists. They're obsessed about overpopulation. So it's a win-win for them if they can sell this LGBT bullshit to the masses. You know, pollute our minds with that. As if it was of any importance. Get us caught up in stupid side tangents and everything instead of focusing on what they're doing. You know, what is this smoke screens they're putting up? And what's a real big issue? If that's a smoke screen, what are they hiding us from? What are they trying to slip through? Oh man, there's been a whole load of laws. Well, you were jumping up and down and looking at the TV at everybody in their masks and hazmat suits. And, looting shops for toilet roll and all this kind of stuff. They were busy slipping laws that take away your freedoms. They were busy slipping them through underneath the smoke. That's how they work. And how the hell does anyone believe for 1 minute that they would suddenly start telling the truth? I mean, we're talking about the people who told us that the 9/11 lie. I mean, just think about that for a moment. That was a huge, elaborate deception that took years to prepare. Everyone in the world knows the official story was a lie. Everyone does. I've never met anyone, not in the last 5 years, who thinks there's a shred of truth in the official story of 9/11. We all know it was an inside job, a government job. The same as the JFK murder. There's other stuff as well. Bush's weapons of mass destruction. Wow. That was a huge elaborate lie. 3 or 4 million people, mainly civilians, died on the back of that lie. George Bush and Tony Blair are still free men. Now that is outrageous. That is absolutely outrageous that we're living in a society like that. Especially when you look at the fact that on the other side of the coin, you've got people like Julian Assange in jail. It's absolutely disgusting. That's why we've got to fight against this and not take it lying down. We know the people we're dealing with. This Masonic elite, a pedophile establishment, or whatever you want to call them. They've got form. We know what they're like. We know their history. We know they're compulsive liars. And we know they're trying to peddle an agenda. So how the hell would they suddenly start telling the truth now? Why would anyone imagine for 1 minute that they're telling the truth about this corona bullshit? Looking at their history, it's absolute nonsense. It's obviously their latest trick. This is their latest trick. And while we're all being locked indoors and trying to amuse ourselves, there's all sorts of horrible shit happening in the world. Really nasty stuff. There's a lot of kids being snatched as well. I don't know if you, I don't know if you're aware of that, but there's kids, loads of kids went missing. They've been snatched. They've been disappeared. They've, you know, they've been taken. Police have got new powers. That's the thing. Police have been given new sweeping powers. We're heading towards, well, we're not heading towards, we're actually there. In a lot of states, they've actually imposed martial law. But we're heading towards complete martial law right across the country based on this fake, exaggerated pandemic. Absolutely crazy. Shutting down trillion-dollar economies because of a flu virus. Think about it. Absolute insanity. Making everyone stay at home. So everything grinds to a halt because there's a flu bug on the go that doesn't even seem to bother fit and healthy people. They just shrug it off. It's killing the old. And it's killing people with underlying health conditions. Doesn't seem to bother a normal, fit and healthy people. They can fight it off. It's very worrying that they've made such a huge, elaborate smokescreen. It really is. And you just wonder, it makes you really start to look at the bigger picture. Who is involved here? You know, who's all the accessories? I mean, do they know what's going on in all these other countries? All these countries that's, you know, had just had 20 or 30, 40 deaths, whatever. Are they part of it? Or are they just victims of it? I would assume they're just victims of it. I would assume they're not part of the grand scam. I would assume that they've been sucked in by the grand scam. I wouldn't think they would be actual players. No, I wouldn't think so. But yeah, it certainly affected pretty much every country in the world. It's affected them. So there's obviously a bug. I'm not saying there's not a bug. But what I am saying is, it's not that deadly in comparison to other flu bugs. It's been grossly exaggerated. The figures are being manipulated. It's not what they're saying it is, you know. The numbers have been fudged and exaggerated. I've already demonstrated that fact. People have come forward, medical professionals have come forward and saying, yes, they are fudging the figures, exaggerating the numbers. So yeah, we know what they're up to. We know what they're up to. But we've just got to move that aside. We'll have to move that aside and dig a little bit deeper and say, okay, well, we know what they're up to. Why are they up to that? Why are they doing this? If you can unite people in fear, it's the most effective and efficient way to unite people. If you can do that through fear, you can more or less sell them any old crap. They will comply. You know, they'll basically do what you tell them. And that's what they're doing. They're making us really scary. They're making it really hyped up. They're making it really emotional. And then they will come along. And they will offer the solution. Now, interestingly enough, there was a patent taken out in November 2019 for the vaccine for this illness. The vaccine. Of course, it would be quite expensive. But they had the vaccine for this. Before they rolled out this fake pandemic, they had the vaccine. So the vaccine will just give loads more people coronavirus. And loads more people will die. It'll be the second wave. When they inject this toxic junk into your system, you will get coronavirus. And a lot of people will die who take the vaccines. Now, they'll all also try and inject you with a miniature RFID chip in the vaccine. It'll be tiny. You'll hardly be able to see it. Never mind, feel it. And once it's under your skin, you won't even know it's there. But that's their plan. That's their plan. And the vaccine will knock you on your ass, at least for a few weeks, even if you're healthy. It'll make you a bit sick for a while. And you'll be so busy worrying about that, you'll overlook the fact that you've got a small device planted into your skin. That's their plan. It's been leaked out. That's what they want to do. And of course, it's entirely in line with Revelation, the Bible. It's exactly what they said it would happen. And this little RFID chip, this is the mark. This is the mark of the beast. This will be the thing you need to buy and sell. We've been waiting for this for a long, long time. I just never thought it would come up quite so rapidly. But yeah, it's upon us. Didn't expect it, as I say, quite so suddenly, but bang, it's right on top of us now. So yeah, this is a move. That's what they're doing. The Luciferians. The Luciferians are at the helm of this one. This huge fiasco. Everything. It's just, it's all fake. It's all fake. Anyway, I'm going to go for a break now. I've been on for an hour. Richard, I'm going to take a break now. I'll be back in 5 or 10 minutes, folks. And by all means, phone in if you like. That's what I'm here for. Richard will give you the number when I'm having my coffee. But you're more than welcome to. It'd be great to hear from you if you've got any questions or, you know, ideas or suggestions or whatever. Perfect. But okay, I'll speak to you in a minute.
covers my and covers count
Sorry about that. I had to wait for my kettle to boil there. Probably put in too much water. Anyway, just a reminder, you're more than welcome to phone in. The number's on the main page there. On the start page there, you're more than welcome to phone in. We can take calls, it's not a problem. If you've got anything to add, well, we're talking about the corona thing. We're talking about the so-called pandemic. It's not real. It looks real. We want to believe it's real. Everything inside our being, it wants to believe it's real. Because everyone else is freaking out. And they're telling us about it on the TV. It must be true. We've got a trusting nature, basically. We trust that people are telling us the truth. They're not telling us the truth. They've been caught out. This is not some sort of mad, random conspiracy theory. They've been caught out lying. They've been caught out splicing films. They've been caught out editing pictures. They've been caught stealing archive footage. And even, I never mentioned this previously. I just remembered about it. They've even been caught using movie footage. Some of the footage you've seen on TV of rows of coffins and stuff, and rows of graves, open graves. They're out of movies. Now, we all know Hollywood is part of the beast system. They're part of the satanic elite. We all know that. So they don't really need to employ crisis actors and everything. They can just trawl through a few thousand hours of movie footage, and they'll find whatever they want to find. You want to find a panic in a ward, or people going berserk in a ward, or you want to see rows of coffins or whatever, they'll have that in movie archive footage for sure. All of the above, in abundance. So, yeah, that's what they do. They take little clips out of films and stuff, because it's not about telling us the truth. It's about changing our perception of reality. It's about selling us a completely false theater production, a completely false narrative to get us emotionally swept along in this nonsense. So yes, it's an idiot test. That's what's going on right now. We're all being tested to see how far we can push us, just to see how gullible the public is, just to see how effective the fluoride has been in the drinking water all these years, and the additives, all the GMOs and everything they're sticking in your food. and the stuff they spray in the atmosphere. Now they're trying to test it to see how effective it's been. If they tried this shit 20, 30 years ago, there would have already been riots on the streets. They would not have got away with it. Now there's enough people woken up. There's enough people woken up to this agenda for this empty hospital thing to go viral. They keep showing these big green pictures of the virus on TV. It looks like a World War II mine. This huge green thing. It's got like, you know, these spikes coming out of it. Really scary looking thing. Of course, it's got to be green, is it? That's a horrible looking virus. It's a theatre production. They've got us all by the short and curlies. It's absolutely outrageous how everyone's buying into it. Very few people are questioning it. In a way, it's kind of cute. You know, I get it. I totally get it. In a way, it's kind of cute. It shows that people are sort of trusting. The public are trusting. The government won't lie to me. Not about something like this. And if you bring 9/11 to their attention, or the weapons of mass destruction to their attention, they're like, oh, well, yeah, that was a long time ago. What do you mean it was a long time ago? The same deep state New World Order demons are still running the world. If Trump was truly independent and truly for the people, he would have published the truth about 9/11 by now, or at least rubber-stamped a major investigation into 9/11. Release everything. Get to the bottom of it. Find out who the perpetrators are. That's what he would have done. And he would have kept his promise, and Hillary Clinton would be in jail by now. Now, I totally get it. He's not completely bought and paid for. The likes of Obama. I know that. He's not completely bought and paid for like that. But I think he started off with great intentions and a single mind to do his own thing. But I think he's been sidetracked and he's been bought. He's been warned. He's been paid off. He's been threatened. He's been reminded, you know, who holds the purse strings. Something's happened. Something has happened. Because he must know. I mean, he's up there right now, you know, talking on TV in Capitol Hill or whatever, selling this narrative. Now, he must know that all these hospitals, you know, that are claiming they're really, really busy, he must know that that's false. I don't believe for one minute that he believes that's the truth. He's going to know the truth of the matter. He's got a whole ring of sources around him. So I can only assume that he started off, you know, going great guns, with a certain amount of autonomy, a certain amount of independence, but he has obviously been hijacked along the way. And I don't know what means they've used him. Maybe used blackmail. They've maybe got something on him. Because that's what they do, isn't it? That's exactly what Epstein was notorious for. Setting politicians and royal people up. He sets them up. That's what he does. That's what Epstein did. But it wasn't just Epstein. That's what they do. That's their MO. That's what they do. So that's another possible avenue that they could have, bought and sold Trump. If he was a truly independent politician fighting the New World Order and all this kind of stuff, he wouldn't be selling this. He wouldn't be allowing the media. Well, mind you, he does. He calls certain channels fake news. But yes, he wouldn't be peddling the fear and alarm the way he was.
Remember, right at the beginning, he said, at the very beginning, towards the end of January, he said it was fake. Remember that?
He said it was fake. And he was heavily criticised for saying that. And then the next thing was he was towing the party line. Next thing was he was saying, oh, you know, he's very sorry and he's very concerned. And, you know, all these people had died and it was really, really bad and it was really scary. And, you know, he was going to do his best. He was going to release this and he was going to release that. In the midst of it all, Russia stepped in and went to help Italy when NATO turned their back on them. The EU turned their back on them. It was every man for himself. So much for a union. The European Union is a joke. An absolute joke. Where were they? Where were they when Italy needed help and when Spain needed help? Where were they? Where was the EU, NATO? Where were they? Ah, they were playing war games in the Russian border. That's what they were doing. Bunch of useless bastards. That's what they were doing. Playing war games. Stupid war games. When all this mad virus is going around. So Russia stepped in. 16 cargo planes sent to help Italy. And several vessels. And Poland and other European countries wouldn't even let Russia fly over them to go to Italy's aid, which I think is absolutely disgusting. They stopped overflights of Russian aid getting to Italy, and Italy has been absolutely ravished. They're the worst hit with this thing. Absolutely disgusting. So Russia had to go to Italy's aid because the EU and NATO failed to step up to the plate. The EU is a rat-infested sinking ship, a complete waste of time, utterly pathetic. A rat-infested sinking ship, that's what they are. And NATO, an absolute joke. They're busy playing bloody war games. And Spain and Italy, it's like, you know, all locked down and, you know, panicking like mad and everything because of this mad virus. So, Russia, surprisingly enough, has now sent sent aid to the USA. Sent cargo planes of aid to the USA. Put an offer, Trump accepted. Which I think is absolutely amazing. Because remember, Russia's still under US sanctions. And also the US is still busy stealing Syrian oil. When Russia's trying to help Syria put their country back together, America, after the fake proxy war and the fake ISIS thing under Obama, America's still stealing their oil in the northeast of the country. It's absolutely disgusting. But yet Russia went to help them. Russia went to help America. Just absolutely amazing when you consider that they're under the, crippling U.S. sanctions. I just wonder if any one of you would think that if the ball was on the other foot, do you think for 1 minute the US would go and help Russia if the whole situation was reversed? Can you see the US helping Russia? I certainly can't. Certainly can't. Russia have proved themselves to be honourable, decent, and upstanding in the face of a very, very sick European Union falling apart, being run by Bavarian technocrats, basically. That's what the EU is, a Bavarian secret society. Make no mistake about it, that's what this is, a Bavarian secret society. It's run by unelected elite-level masons who like children. That's who runs the EU. The royal houses of the royal houses of Europe and the UK are a part of the 13 bloodline elite that operates out of London, Washington, and the Vatican. And that's who is playing this big theatre show on TV. The beast system. So Bill Gates and Soros and the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, they're all part of it. Of course they are. Disney's the Disney family, and the Lee family of China. They're all part of this. It's a drill. It's a drill to see how far they can push the gullible public. That's what they're doing. That is what they're doing. They're treading a very, very fine line. Because you know what they say, truth always comes out in the end. Well, the truth is coming out in the beginning. Because this is not even the middle. We're still at the beginning of this grand scam. This theatre production. And the truth has already come out. The lies are already starting to collapse. People aren't stupid. When you see these talking heads on TV, it's really interesting. But I've often got the TV on, but I've got the sound down. And I can just tell within 2 minutes of seeing somebody talking, whether they're talking about something, inert. You know, they're not selling anything. They're just talking about something inept, you know, maybe their hobbies or whatever. I could tell with the sound down whether they're talking about something inept or whether they're peddling lies. I could tell just with their eyes, always, easily. Easily. And, not just their eyes, but their body language as well. And you just know all this nonsense you're getting with medical staff and everything on the TV, largely, it's scripted. They're not telling you the truth. They're selling their master's agenda. That's what they're doing. And they're not doing it very well. And the politicians are the same. All the politicians are, basically going on these Q&As and stuff on TV and press briefings and everything. They know that they're grossly exaggerating. It's theatre. It's absolute theatre, and it's tragic that people are followed for it. But then, people love fear porn. People absolutely love fear porn. It gives them something to talk to their neighbours about. Basically. So yeah, huge scam on the go. Huge scam. And it's shameful. It'll go down in history, for sure. I just hope it doesn't last too long. Keeping everyone in the house is absolutely, utterly pointless. Viruses and flu bugs and stuff like that are natural selection. They always take the weak and the vulnerable. It's usually the numbers for the common flu are way above what we're seeing here. So, you know, they're trying to peddle it as a particularly aggressive, particularly infectious bug, but it's not. it's not anymore, you know, it's probably less, in fact, less deadly than the common flu. I was interested to learn that the Hong Kong flu in was it the Hong Kong flu? I can't remember. It had a Chinese name anyway. In 1918, it killed millions, and that was when the first switched on radio waves around the world. That's when we first had radio. That's when they started putting up radio masts everywhere. And it was interesting that that caused a flu, or at least they said it was a flu. Now, the same thing happened again in the 1940s. And that was them switching on radar. And now we've got the same again with them switching on 5G. So radio rollouts, radio wave rollouts always cause mass deaths with flu-like symptoms. That's something to ponder. So yeah, I think we've got a caller. I think someone's trying to get in here. Yeah, hello. All right, there's no one there. Yeah, I heard a little tone as if someone's trying to get through. So, yes, anyway, so every time there's a rollout of these radio frequency technologies, there is a mass cull. It's not difficult to imagine, really, when you think that we're like 92% water, and modern man, in particular, modern man, has been blasted with so much metallic substances and metal oxides and whatnot. We're like walking antenna. And of course we're going to respond to radio frequencies. Of course we're going to respond to radio wave. Of course we are. If microwaves can agitate water molecules and cause it to cook, it's not that much of a stretch just to imagine a slightly different frequency interfering with our breathing, because it's making the oxygen molecules spin and stuff, and also basically partially cooking our cells if we're close enough. Like I say, there's over 1,000 studies been done, actual scientific studies, looking at 5G. And they've said it's most certainly harmful, and it shouldn't happen. It shouldn't be rolled out. I mean, what we're gaining and what we're losing. The thing is, the New World Order freaks, this is not about faster internet speeds. That's not what it's about. They're about to integrate all these smart technologies like driverless cars and driverless trucks and all this Bluetooth stuff for your smart fridges, smart meters, smart TVs, everything else. It's all going to be hooked up. We're all going to be connected. That's what they want. They want everyone connected. They want a 24-hour surveillance. You won't be able to leave your phone at home. You know, if you want to go for a nice, quiet Sunday walk and you don't want anyone bothering you, you can leave your phone at home. So they want to stop you doing that. They want to inject this little chip into skin. They'll know exactly where you're at. They'll know exactly where you are. You went for your Sunday walk. Oh, yeah, you've taken your normal route. You've just followed your normal route that you do every Sunday. They'll know that if they care to look. I'm not saying that they examine every step you take, but they can if they want to. That's the thing. That's the whole thing. And they know who you phoned. They'll know who you phoned, and they will know who you've done business with, because there won't be any more cash. It'll all be a digital currency, and that's most certainly what they want to roll out just now. what they're doing right now, no one seems to be speaking about the elephant in the room. But what they're doing right now will almost definitely, definitely crash the economy. America's national debt at the moment is sitting at 23 trillion, 650 billion, round about there. It goes up every day, obviously. They can never pay that back. That can't be paid back. It can't be paid back. Most of the money is owed to China. And then further down the line, you've got Japan, Saudi Arabia, and Germany. America's owed loads of money too. But yeah, the way they've done things, throwing trillions into this equation, quantitative easing, or whatever you want to call it, it's really a temporary thing. It can't work. It's simple maths. If you can do simple maths, you'll be able to see that it's not possible for this to work. It will work in the short term. Of course it will. You know, it restores market confidence for a little while, but it devalues a bit of paper, devalues the dollar, to the point where it's like, worthless. And this whole situation, this virus sticking everyone under lockdown in their houses and everything else, that has caused it's caused trillions to be wiped off the stock market. It's very volatile at the minute. It's gone up and down and up and down, but it's basically down and down and up and down and down and up and down and down. It's running down the hill. So, yeah, America's going to go bust. Nothing sure of. I could give you a cast-iron guarantee. In fact, I'll bet anyone 10 to 1 that America goes bust in the next 12 months. Kaput. A lot of what they were saying on the TV, you know, the economy has never been great, the employment's never been great, and everything. There was a little bit of truth in it, but it was being exaggerated. It was being exaggerated a lot. Unemployment, during Obama's time, unemployment was coming down gradually. And it's continued underneath Trump. It's continued to come down gradually. It's not the fantastic recovery and everything that he was saying it was. It's not. There's a lot of hype. There's a lot of emotive language used by these politicians. Trump's not any different. There's so much money being wasted on military spending and endless wars like the one in Iraq, 23 years or something, just utter nonsense. Just throwing money down a big hole. It's interesting because it was Afghanistan that bankrupted the Soviet Union. They couldn't beat the Mujahideen. So they basically ground the Soviet Union down. Not by face-to-face trench warfare or traditional warfare or anything like that, just by blowing up a tanker here and there, killing a few troops here, killing a few troops there, taking a helicopter down every so often, but just causing the Russians to bleed money the whole time, bleed money, achieving absolutely nothing. And then that was when improvised explosive devices started. The Americans, the Russians, were losing a lot of trucks and jeeps and hardware. And you can't win. You can't beat an enemy like that. You know, you maybe kill some of them. But then the next generation comes along. Their sons come along. And so then you're dealing with them now. You've got to deal with them. And it just bleeds money. It just bleeds money and bleeds money. And they have got It's interesting because one of the Mujahideen said, the Americans have got all the watches and they've got all the time. In other words, it's nothing to them to just keep fighting and just keep fighting and just keep fighting. They're not in any rush. But they know, because they've done it before, they know they will grind America down. And they'll also make them despair by killing a few every week, or killing a bunch of them every month or whatever. And I mean, it's ridiculous. They're not. It's the same in Iraq and Afghanistan at the minute. The Americans are there. They can't leave their bases. They're in fortresses. They call the fortresses embassies or military bases, but they're fortresses anyway. They can't leave. It's too dangerous. It's too dangerous for them to leave. So it's not even an occupation. It's some kind of paperwork exercise. They're not achieving anything. All they're doing is wasting money. And every week there's more little rocket attacks, by the Iraqis. And then the Americans turn around and blame the Iranians. So, you know, they kill a few dozen Iranians. And it's all splashed across the paper as if some sort of revenge. And, you know, it's justified, it's all right. And, you know, they're fine and they got their own back and everything. It's all bullshit. It's Iraqi militia groups. It's attacking Americans in Iraq. I'm not saying they're not using Iranian weapons. I mean, you'll just buy weapons. If you need weapons, you'll buy your weapons from the nearest weapon salesperson. And in the case of Iraq, it's Iranian weapons. Iranian weapons are good. Of course, they use some. There's black market stuff from Czechoslovakia. You know, little rockets left over from World War II and all sorts of stuff. And then, of course, there's still some Soviet stuff kicking about as well. So, buying weapons is easy enough over there. No problem at all. So, you know, no problem. The bigger weapons, it starts to get a wee bit more difficult. But, so the Iraqis want the Americans to leave. They've asked them to leave. In January, they said, go. We no longer want you here. And the Americans are like, well, we don't really want to go. So the Iraqis have said, no, just go. We don't want foreign troops in our country telling us what to do anymore. And the Americans are like, well, we don't really want to go. But we'll run down our numbers a little bit for you, but we're going to keep our fortress embassy. The Iraqis have said, no, just go. So that's the state we're in. So the US bases are getting attacked two or three times a week now. I know it's just for little Katusha rockets and whatnot, but nevertheless, they still cause terror. These people are still living in that bases, not knowing when the next small rocket's going to land and where it's going to land. And they can't spend all their time in hardened bunkers. What's the point of being in a base or an embassy or whatever, of spending all your time in a foreign country in a bunker? No point in that. It's utterly useless. It's a complete waste of time. So, yeah. So they can live normally if they want in their billets and barracks. Barracks, you know, that's fine. But if they do, there's a good chance that a small rocket will land and kill them all. So, it's a complete waste of time, what they're doing. They've lost. If you add up the numbers, you know, they've killed a lot of Iraqis, like 4 million of them. And it's the same in Afghanistan. They've killed millions. But they've not won. They've not won anything. It's been an utter waste of time. It's been a complete waste of time. They managed to steal some oil. The oil for food program was a complete fiasco. But it was going out in the 90s, especially. Oil was flowing out of Iraq and super tankers, unmetered. Huge super tankers flying out of Iraq, completely unmetered. And that was under American watch. So they're oil thieves. And they're oil thieves in Syria. They're doing the same thing in Syria. That's what the military's doing. And once the Syrian military get finished in Aleppo, they're going to turn their sights on the American oil thieves. And there's not a lot of them left. There's only a few hundred Americans there guarding the oil theft installations. So Turkey's in on it as well. Turkey was getting a slice of the action for a long time. They were getting a lot of Syrian oil. And so they're in there still sniffing about, hoping to get some Syrian oil. But once the... It's pretty much over. They've pretty much defeated the anti-government troops and ISIS and, you know, all these other groups. They've pretty much beat them. Just a matter of weeks before it's, you know, they're completely cleaned out. And then Hezbollah and Assad's army and the Russians, they'll then turn their sights on getting Turkey out of the country and then getting America out of the country. That's the plan. That is their planned objectives. And why should they not? It's their country. Russia was invited in to help them. And Russia, with Russian help, they've thwarted the New World Order plans. They've beaten them. It's quite a beautiful thing, really. It's quite a beautiful thing. No one imagined it would happen. They thought they could carve up Syria and give a bit to, give a big bit to Israel. And give a big bit to Turkey, and America and Britain would basically steal the rest of it. That was a plan. Saudi Arabia would have probably got a few oil fields as well, but they've got plenty of oil. But they've always been in the background there as American allies, or so-called allies. So yeah, it's a horrible thing that's going on, and just yesterday, it never even made the news, but just yesterday there was an Israeli attack on Syria, and they were able to, fortunately, the Syrian air defences were able to take down all the Russian Israeli missiles that were coming in. They were launched from planes. They were using American F-16 planes, and so they fired a heap of missiles into Syria. And not one of them managed to meet their targets. And as far as I know, no one died. So the Syrians used their Russian-made air defences, and nothing, it was amazing, nothing that the Israelis threw at them got through. It's quite amazing. I was glad to hear that. Israel said they were targeting the new Hezbollah leader, who's an Iranian guy, the general who took over after Soleimani, after the Americans murdered Soleimani. Yeah, so this is his replacement, basically. So yeah, so all this stuff's going on whilst we're being distracted by COVID-19, COVID-19, getting absolutely saturated with it on the TV. I would urge people to just put their TVs off. Get your news from the internet. Get your news from independent people. People that live in the actual countries concerned. People that are not on anyone's payroll. They're not selling an agenda. They're not working for someone else. They're not peddling lies. Mainstream media is absolutely corrupt. It's got worse. Even this last 5 years, 5 or 6 years, I would say, it's gone from bad to, you know, like really bad. It's getting worse and worse. You can't, as soon as you switch it on, if they're, you know, you just know if they're talking, they're telling lies. If their lips are moving, they're telling lies. That's how bad it is. The only news source you can really trust to any extent is RT. That's the only news source that kind of gives you the truth. You get people that say, oh, well, that's Russian state, news. It's actually not. The Russians do, well, the state does pay some money into it, and they got it up and running. But they do corporate advertising now. They get revenue streams from corporate advertising, and they're often critical, quite often critical, of Russian foreign policy and such like. You know, they're not, they're not like yes men for the Kremlin or whatever, like some people say they are. They're not like, it's not like that at all. And that's one of the reasons why they've won award after award after award for being a good news channel. I'd recommend RT. It's one of the few mainstream news channels that will actually tell you the truth. And the only reason for that is because it's not even... I mean, the Russia's Christian Orthodox, you know. They've got moral standards. They don't believe telling lies is good. Whereas the Luciferians running America believe that deception is good. It's good to deceive people. And the truth is not important. It's people's perceptions of the truth that's important. Henry Kissinger said that. In other words, it's okay to mislead people. It's okay to blind people. It's okay to lead people up a garden path and deceive them. But it's not okay to tell the truth. It's tragic. But that's who's running America. So social media is filled with people now waking up. What's really going on? People are not dying from flu on this scale. What's really going on? It's a good question. It's a good question. Luciferic takeover. That's what's going on. New World Order takeover. They've made their move. This is their move. They're hoping to during this lockdown, they're hoping to employ martial law. They're going to do a gun grab. They're going to introduce digital currency and everything else. If we don't stop them. If we don't stop them. But we need to stop them. We need to stand up. We can't roll over and take us. We can't. It's grossly exaggerated, what's going on. You've got to understand that. Grossly exaggerated. So, yeah, open your eyes. Look around you. Look at footage. Fill your mind with the truth. Look at footage that ordinary people like yourself, without an agenda, you know, without a paymaster, look at what they're presenting. Look at these empty hospitals. Figure it out for yourself. Suss it out for yourself. There's obviously an agenda at play here. So we can either roll over and take this, or we can fight it. We can fight it. But it's satanic. That's the thing. That's what you're fighting against. These are not... These are not your normal enemy. This is not your normal kind of enemy. These people are a profoundly evil. And like I say, the battle is a spiritual one. We know, we've touched on this before, these people are Molech worshippers. They sacrifice children to Moloch. That's what they do. As wild and twisted as that sounds, that's what they do. They traffic children. They consume children. Children are a currency for them. Also a plaything. There's 80,000 children go missing in the United States. Now that figure alone should cause rioting in the streets. But that figure is always suppressed. It's always hidden. It's always kept from the public. And we're sold this alternative reality, this Hollywood-style reality on the TV all the time. We're peddled this fake reality, this fake narrative. It's quite easy. If you've been doing it for years, you're basically selling, you're selling lies based on previous lies. Is there somebody there? Somebody try to come in? I can hear a bit of fumbling around. Sounded like someone swallowed a microphone there. I was hearing it going down. Anyway, on a serious note, these are very serious matters, and we really have to waken up to that fact. We're dealing with politicians on TV are not really running anything. They're talking heads. They're actors. They are actors for this Luciferic cabal, this international Luciferic cabal, and they're not even all. I mean, you know, we are pre-programmed to think in terms of national boundaries and everything. You know, you see people arguing online, you know, my country is better than your country and all that stuff. It's so, my religion's better than your religion, or my colour's better than your colour and everything. Divide and conquer bullshit. It's just it's utter nonsense. The people behind us are international. They're global. And that's what they want to do. They want to destroy national boundaries. They want to destroy it. There'll be one world. That's what they want to introduce. A one world currency, a one world government, and a one world religion, and complete and utter control over everyone. And anyone that doesn't comply, anyone that doesn't take the RFID chip to buy and sell goods, will be eliminated. Or at least put in a re-education camp. It's coming. It's their plan. It's what they want to do. It's a published agenda. We know it's coming. So we're going to roll over and just accept it and say, oh, well, I heard something about this. Yeah. Oh, well, we'll just go down to the camp, will we? Yeah, we'll just go down to the camp and see what they tell us to do. We can't be like that. You know, what happened to the warriors? Where are all the warriors? Where are the men? What's happened? What's happened to our feminized society? A bunch of wimps. We can't do anything. Can't even see the truth. Don't even want to see the truth. Because the truth is scary. The truth means, or acknowledging a real truth means you've got to actually do something about it. If you acknowledge the truth, you've then got to do something about it. So that's where we're at. That's exactly where we're at in early April 2020. It's a move. It's like a chess game. They've made their move. They've got the whole world in lockdown. They've got this whole fake spin going on about a virus. It's a cold. The cold is a coronavirus. It's all grossly exaggerated. So they're getting quite a lot out of this, though. It will kill a lot of older people. But what are older people? They're a burden to society as far as they're concerned. They call them useless eaters. Because they're claiming a weekly pension. And then, of course, the sick people. People that are sick require money, medical aid and everything. So if you can get rid of them and the old people, boom, you know, you've achieved it. Anyway, I just noticed the time. We've kind of run out of time. It's only, 3 minutes to the hour. So I will I'll wind up the show. I hope to be back next week. I'm going to get back into this because the battle's coming to a head, and it's time for us to saddle up our horses and start fighting, start exposing this frauds, this fakes, and this fake agenda. We really have to. We really have to. So yeah, I'll be back next week with another show. Graham Sutherland here. So yeah, we'll sign out for now. Good to be back. Look forward to you people phoning in, getting a bit of interaction on the go. You can catch me in the Real Worldwide Truth Movement. That's a Facebook group I run. That's a Real Worldwide Truth Movement. I also run a page called Central Scrutinizer, amongst other things. But you'll get me mainly in the Real Worldwide Truth Movement. So anyway, I'll say good night and say God bless, and look forward to speaking to you next Thursday at the same time.
Tune the yourself.